Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Gator. Calvin Johnson, writing for the Players Tribune about where he is and in his career and his life. I still get this all the time, but mostly when I go to the airport. Not so much in Detroit, but cities like Atlanta or Miami, any city with an NFL team. People see me in the airport, and automatically soon I'm in town to meet with their team, to come out of retirement. But I'm not. I'm just there on a layover, taking a vacation with my wife, or en route to explore a new hobby. I've picked up a few over the last couple of years. You know, things I either wasn't allowed to do while I was playing or just didn't have time for. I spent the last 2 years really getting to know myself and learning how I want to enjoy my free time. I've been doing some fishing, playing a little golf, and surprisingly to most people, skiing. For some reason, I always wanted to try skiing. Growing up in Georgia, cold weather activities were a novel concept to me. So last winter, some of the fellows and I took a weekend trip to Breckenridge, Colorado to run the slopes. We had a blast. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard either. I got the hang of it pretty quick, and now I'm hooked. Now, surfing. Okay, so he says it's not happening. He says he's not coming back.
Pretty definitively.
Yep. And he writes about this to basically say, when you see me in an airport, I'm not there to meet with your team. I'm done. And then the story goes on to tell all the things that he has done. And here's a great picture of him on the slopes, by the way. For those of you who like downhill skiing.
He said he just took it up and I thought it was going to be real hard, and it was, but I actually adjusted pretty easily to it.
Yeah. With that said.
Not a shock from a professional athlete.
He's a great athlete, right? Do you believe him?
That he's done?
Yeah.
100%.
So do I. I completely believe him. The Barry speculation went on and on and on, and I always thought that was possible. But the Calvin Johnson thing, this seems to be authentic and pure and definitive.
Yeah, the Barry thing, it went on and on because he had like 5 years left on a contract or something like that when he quit.
Yeah.
So you kept thinking, okay, he's going to want to come back. He doesn't want to have to pay back all this bonus money and all that. He's going to come in just year after year after year after year after year. He didn't come back, and then you're finally, oh, I guess he retired. And I think that more than anything else brought back some Lions fans. Remember, Lions fans hated Barry for a while because of the way that he quit. But because he stayed retired and has to this day, I think the fans have warmed up to Barry Sanders again, and for other reasons too, because now he's certainly made himself a lot more approachable and visible over the last several years, particularly here in Detroit. So Calvin, I think, has to go through the same type of thing. I think saying this is a giant step into trying to get people to understand he is done. He's not coming back. This wasn't some contract thing where he wanted to get out of it so he can go play with the Raiders or play with the Dolphins. He's done. He's absolutely done. So given a couple more years, I think the Lions fans that turned on Calvin will come back and say, well, we love Calvin. Now, will Calvin come back to the Detroit Lions to just be part of pomp and circumstance before games or be part of the Lions community? Because we know the Lions desperately want to have Calvin back in the good graces. But they've got work to do with Calvin and before Calvin would reach for that olive branch.
Later in the story, Calvin writes, don't let anyone try and tell you that 9 years is a, quote, short football career. With the beating you take on the field, 9 years literally feels like forever. They should have a system to measure a football player's age, like dog years or something, because 9 years in the league doesn't equal 9 years in real time. It takes a lot more years out of you. So I didn't just wake up one morning and decide, you know what, I'm going to retire. I contemplated it for over a year. There were days I was elated because I was breaking records and making my family, friends, and fans proud. But the more I played, even that pride couldn't outweigh the pain I was shuffling my feet across the floor because I couldn't bend my ankles. I didn't want to worry about potentially being in too much pain to play with my son, you know? And that's not all. My fingers are all kind of jacked up, all kinds of jacked up. My job was to play receiver. I got paid to catch the ball. But there was a point where every time the ball hit my fingers, they ached. There were other aches and pains and things I don't need to get into, but eventually my body said, I'm done, and I listened. Then later in the story, he says, for most of my life, I've been identified as a football player, but I'm so many other things, and that list has expanded since leaving the game. I'm a husband and a father, a friend and a coach, a mentor and an entrepreneur. I'm a skier and a surfer, kind of. Hell, I was even a dancer there for a minute, and school is in the forecast too. Soon I'll be a student again. No, I'm not coming back. Football was my passion. It is not my purpose. I mean, it's really, really convincing and well-written. And I completely believe what he says.
Yeah.
Calvin's done. Calvin's telling you he's done. Calvin went out of his way to write a story. And it sounds like the impetus for writing this story is he's traveling a lot. He's in airports a lot. And everybody thinks he's in town to visit with their team.
Well, it sounds like he's living his life now. It's certainly a life beyond football and experiencing things he was never able to experience before because he was a football player. And you're not allowed to ski if you're a football player. You're not allowed to do this if you're a football player. And so he's enjoying it and, you know, the wife and the whole married life and things like that.
And by the way, he's enjoying it with huge bank.
Well, I mean, there's that, yeah.
You talk about the life that he is leading and how and why he's getting to do this.
Yeah, he made some good coin over the years.
Yep. I mean, I'm sure it can be better, but to have earned the money and then be able to go out and just do what you want to do, it's great.
I'm sure he's got some limitations because of the physical toll that the league took on his body, but he seems like he's enjoying it.
Now, you asked the question earlier about him ever coming back just to be a part of the Lions. He just says in the story, he says he doesn't watch football, but he stays in touch with one of his very best friends, Matthew Stafford. And I think that that is interesting because maybe at some point that is the impetus to him coming back is his relationship with Matthew Stafford. And, you know, I mean, if you really are tight and you really do talk all the time, at some point, doesn't it stand to reason that, hey, he could come back and want to be at a game because he wants to see his buddy play and hang out with him, right?
Yeah.
And I'll close the door on that. I close the door on him playing.
Absolutely.
Anyway, for the fans, do you believe him? 248-539-9797. Sounds like an open and shut slam door case to me. But at the end of the day, I know there's always skepticism and we'll always get the phone call. Well, we won't always get the phone call, but the phone call will come because it seems like the phone call always comes. And it seems as though, you know, whenever they're struggling or whenever, hey, what about Calvin? I think Calvin is saying it pretty loud and pretty clear. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. More feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from Tug in Dryden. My not this guys are Jim Schwartz, Rod Marinelli, or John Fox. Another one. I like Pat Shurmur. Look what he did for an average quarterback in Keenum. Stafford could benefit from him. That's from Adam Freezing and Warren. Here's the thing about Shurmur. It's Shurmur as an offensive coordinator just sounds fantastic. Like Shurmur has dialed it in there in Minnesota.
Yep.
And he's done it with personnel that doesn't appear to be elite on the surface. Adam Thielen, Case Keenum, and backup running backs.
Yes.
That's always impressive. You can make the case that he's done a better job with Riley Reiff than was done in Detroit. That doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach.
No, it doesn't. And that's the one thing that we won't know.
Nope.
About any of these guys, and I know this is a big reason why Mike Valenti just doesn't care. He's like, whoever, just the next one up, because you just don't know. And you really don't know what kind of in-game manager you're going to be unless you've got a track record of being a head coach in the NFL. And Shermer's track record is not long. It's a two-year stint, and you just don't know. Lord knows I haven't gone back and watched those library of film in 2009 and 2010 or whatever he was in Cleveland and see, oh, well, that was good. I like the situation. He went for it on 4th and 2 from their own 38-yard line with a one-score game going. I have no idea. Have no idea what kind of in-game manager he was. But I guarantee you that Bob Quinn would, because that's his job to know that stuff.
Lions head coach should be Jim Schwartz or Patricia. The coach should not be Vrabel or Sherman. Interesting. We get a Schwartz mention every day. Every day. Oh, my God, I hope it's not Winston Moss. That would be a horrible hire.
Am I supposed to say something?
Yes.
That's my guy.
Yep.
That's my guy, Winston Moss. Oh, no, not Winston Moss. Winston Moss has been with the Packers for a long time. When McCarthy has had changeover in his coaching staff, this is the guy that survives. Last year, he was a defensive coordinator. Before that, he was a linebacker coach. I see nothing from the Packers defense that makes me go, oh, I got to have that guy. He's great. No, not Winston Moss. No, 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 no. And, you know, do you get mentioned because you're part of the Packers and the Packers have been great for so long? I'm sure that's part of it. And I'm going to shy away from that because it's a little bit of the Patriot tree where everybody thought, well, yeah, well, he's part of that Patriot team. So let's go ahead and take a look at him. No, I'm not doing that with Green Bay. I'm just not going to do that. I don't like the resume is they've been average at best. If you look back at Green Bay's defenses over the last 5 to 7 years, I think their best ranking is middle of the pack. So they do nothing for me. You want to talk about developing the linebackers? Clay Matthews is a hell of a linebacker. A.J. Hawk is good. I like Blake Martin. I liked all these guys out of college. So I can't say that it was any surprise to me that they've gone on and become pretty good players in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.